right, Mitch. Come on, a couple of feet more. How's that? A little further. That's it. Hold it. All right, Doc. I'll go first.
And be careful, Jet. Don't slip and damage your suit.
Oh, I'll take care. Don't you worry.
Look, have you got a flashlight in case the ship's lights don't function?
Yes, Doc. Hello, Doc. Mitch.
Yeah, Jet.
Come on up, all of you.
Any sign of the crew, Jet?
No, but the airlock between the cargo hold and the cabin is open.
What? That means that there can be no air in there.
That's right.
Oh, blimey. No wonder there's nobody keeping watch. And no wonder they don't answer our radio calls.
Up you go, Lemmy. And take it easy.
Righto, Doc.
I'll go next, Mitch.
Okay.
Hey, Jet, give me a hand, will you, mate? I can't quite make it.
Hang on a minute, Lemmy. Now, come on. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Ah, tall. Well, look, I better stay and give Doc a pull up. He's no taller than me.
This is unbelievable. There's not a sign of anybody. The whole crew's missing.
They must have abandoned ship. When they found the main airlock was out of action, they got out through the cargo hatch.
Then why wasn't the ladder down? And where did they go?
And why? There was no need. They must have known we'd find them within 48 hours. They could have sat tight there until we arrived.
No, they didn't, did they?
And wherever they went, Jet, they must have walked.
Eh?
Yes. This ship carried only one land truck, and it's still in its stowage. It hasn't been moved.
In that case, they're frozen to death.
Unless they spent the night here and left the ship this morning before we came up.
In which case, we would have seen them, Jet. We've had this ship under constant watch through the telescope and glasses since dawn.
Look, Jet, if they left the ship, they must have gone on foot.
Well,
the ground outside is soft and moist from the melted ice. Anybody walking on that ground would have left footprints. Let's go back outside and see if we can find any.
Yeah, come on.